special session to order. We could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item 2, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Tonight we will have we'll be interviewing two different firms to discuss the superintendent search. Right now we have Finding Leaders under one. And if you could just keep it at 30 minutes, because we do have OSBA coming in and we have a meeting at 6. So, you want to proceed?
While we're doing that, we'll introduce, we're going to take you through partially, we'll talk about presentations and part of the reason we'll make the presentation, but it tells you a little bit about our firm and about us and our style is certainly not that we can't do a presentation in there. You have a PowerPoint, you can certainly go through on your own, but what we talk about with Finding Leaders, which I'll share a little bit more as Dave and I go on, is about relationships. And start by telling you a little bit about ourselves. My name is Ed Vitardi. I'm a retired superintendent, retired from the North Royalton City Schools. I've been an administrator in a number of districts. Probably the closest to this area would be spent some time in Twinsburg, 10 years in Twinsburg. Retired in 2012. Enjoyed work with Finding Leaders. To be honest, I was part of a Finding Leaders search. I was actually hired as superintendent in North Royalton by Finding Leaders. The whole process certainly was something that interested me, that I really believed in, and certainly it reminds me of an old commercial, but I'll date myself, and maybe one or two people I remember, I enjoyed it so much that I bought the company, or something like that, where you say, I think it was a Razor commercial, but that's really dating myself, but that's my background. I'll walk through it a little bit, but Dave's here.
Yeah. My name is Dave Kircher. I'm a retired superintendent from Fairview Park, Ohio. I actually spent all 30-plus years in Fairview as a teacher in different levels, administrator, building level, curriculum director, assistant superintendent, and finally superintendent of schools. Spent the past 15 years actually working with Finding Leaders from the very beginning, and I've been retired now 18 years, which is hard to believe, but it is what it is, and so we devote ourselves now to finding leadership positions such as superintendents, treasurers, and that kind of thing. So, very excited to be here tonight and be able to present to you.
I wanted to start by, first of all, commending you on the fact that you're reaching out and looking to use a firm, because whether it's us or anyone else you work with, we firmly believe that when you say how critical this decision is, it's a very important decision for you, the entire school community, actually the community, the greater community at large. And so the fact that you are certainly reaching out and trying to do it, there are lots of things the boards of education do very well on your own. There are some that are easier and certainly more productive when you engage folks that are involved. And I think whether it's us or another firm, I certainly commend you for reaching out in that fact. The critical question that we try to answer in this presentation is what will it take to do a good job finding your next superintendent? And I think that comes into why we believe Finding Leaders is a good choice for school districts. And the reason Finding Leaders exists is because in your job as board members, it's so difficult in relationships to find superintendents. It's trying to find that match. The right superintendent for Norton is not the same right superintendent for Green or Twinsburg or wherever else you're looking at. You want to find what's right for your community. So certainly, that's why Finding Leaders exists. It started, actually, they remember Paul Pendleton, who was actually from the area, some of you might know, and a few other superintendents were looking that it was a difficult, it was a challenge for boards of education to try to find superintendents. And we'll get to that as we go through the process, but that's really why we exist as far as finding leaders. It truly is a passion. You're going to find folks that really believe in this. We want you to get it right. We want you to find the right superintendent. What you will hear as you see we go through the process, it doesn't stop for us. Once you hire your superintendent, you're done, because we stay in contact, and that's where at the heart of us, heart of what we do is a relationship that we develop with you, with the superintendent, and for that matter, your school community, that we want you to get it right, and then when we walk out the door, you can count on the fact that we will be in communication with you, with the superintendent, not as part of our contract, just because we want people to be successful. We want you to be happy, we want the superintendent to be happy in their position, and we want your whole school community to be happy. And we realize that the job goes well beyond our selection. So the values that Finding Leaders is formed on is a couple things. One is that it's an engagement process. Most folks, when they select Finding Leaders and they say why they picked Finding Leaders, will tell you it's because of engagement. It's not just going out and interviewing folks. It's an engaged process, which we'll explain a little bit more in detail. It's a partnership. We work together with you. This search process, from the time at which you say you want Finding Leaders to do this, to the time at which you're introducing your new superintendent to the community, is a partnership. We work together with you, and we can make a right turn, a left turn, whatever we have to do. It's not a cookie cutter situation. So if there are things that we need to do a little differently, we'll do them a little bit differently. It is a partnership in the fact that we're communicating throughout the whole process as far as what you want, what you're seeing, what's going on, what you want to see more of, what you want to see less of, what are you hearing. But it also gets you to move, as you'll hear as we go through that part of the process, that you're able to be one step removed in the fact that then you're able to look at the candidates without having to do all the legwork. You're not doing all the conversations, you're not calling the people on the phone, you're not setting up the interviews, you're not doing all the legwork stuff, answering the questions in between. We've created a person or a group, which is us, between you, so that you're allowed to do that. And I think that's helpful. I think when you talk about a partnership that we've created with you. Huge difference, too, with either trying to do it yourself or with some other firms, is the active recruitment. Dave says, former superintendent, myself a former superintendent, our entire firm is filled with retired superintendents. What you'll see when we talk about the recruitment phase, all of us will be on the job to try to find your superintendent. It's not just Dave and I. It's Paul Pendleton, it's Dave Lorenzi, it's everybody that works with Finding Leaders. When they know that we have a search, are actively a part of that. And we'll tell you, that's just one piece of it. But I think we would say that's the most important piece, because superintendents, unlike a lot of other positions, don't just necessarily always apply. It takes active recruitment. And part of that is because you're trying to find a fit. If a superintendent or someone in another central office position, they want to know about Norton, they want to know about the district, they want to know about all of you as a Board of Education, and they want to know if it's a fit. So it takes active recruitment. It's very rare in these days that people will, sight unseen, just see an application or see a posting for a position and just apply for a position. So it does take active recruitment. So. We'll make sure that that's an alignment as you go through that entire process. So when you talk about the phases of the search process, I'm going to start with the engagement process. The engagement phase, we start with you, and hopefully if you select us, from the point at which you make the phone call and you say we'd like to work with Finding Leaders, we'll start talking about meeting together with you as a Board of Education to determine the qualities and characteristics that you're looking for your next superintendent. And I think we can honestly tell you that there are some that are the same for every district, and there are some that are dramatically different. And I did, I believe, 7 searches last year, and I can tell you in those 7 searches, each one of them had some differences in the characteristics and the qualities that they were looking for. Size of the district, the makeup of the community, where you were in that point in history as a school district. So that will call for possibly different characteristics of of what you're looking for and the qualities that you're looking for in the next leader. So that's the first piece that we would do, is spend some time with you as a Board of Education, determining what are the qualities and characteristics that you're looking with, looking for. That helps us to develop an overall profile. And the reason for that is when we go out and start recruiting and starting posting, we have a good idea that it's a fit. You don't want people applying for a position that isn't necessarily a fit. And also, we want to be able to recruit people that may not have known it is a fit, but when we know those qualities and characteristics that you're looking for. So in the search phase, we go out and we are personally and actively recruit candidates. So it's on the phone, it's emails, it's conversations with folks, talk about the position. That doesn't mean that we're not advertising. We'll advertise, we'll sit down with you and decide where do you want it to advertise, where do you want this to go out, how big of a search do you want to do. Just by applying, or as soon as we make a posting, it automatically goes out into K-12 job spot and other national places, so it automatically goes. Some people want to go to the degree of putting it out at Education Week and things like that. That's truly your district's choice. But we will actively, in that phase, we will be actively recruiting. So advertising, although I think it may be important and it may be helpful, the biggest key we believe as a firm is the active recruitment and going out and trying to get a match for all of you. What we will do then, instead of you looking at the 40 or 50 candidates and having to screen all of those, we will paper screen and interview those candidates. So once we've done that, the application process will go through and we will personally screen and interview those candidates. We generally interview about 15 folks. As busy as your schedules are, you can imagine what 15 interviews for a superintendent might look like. So we'll have interviewed 15 folks. What we would do after that point is show you in an interview all the folks that are part of a board meeting. We'd show you all the folks that have interviewed, all the people that have applied, and then we'll present to you the folks that we think are the best fit for your school district based on the profile, the characteristics that you have shared with us. You may say, okay, we like these. I don't know about that one. How about this one? Why did you? Again, it's a partnership. So although we would recommend these candidates to you as part of that process, that's ultimately your choice. You will help determine that. And that's not unusual. Sometimes we recommend six, and that's a pretty good number. We may come to you and say five is a natural breakoff for us. We may say seven is a better breakoff. And we'll explain to you, to each one of those individuals, why we thought they were a good fit to bring them to you as a Board of Education. Because at that point, we will feel like we know who you are and what you're looking for your school district. So we would share that with you. But ultimately, it's your choice. We'll maintain communication throughout that process.
You say we. As a panel, you keep saying we. I was like, how many?
We finding leaders. But we, us, when we say, when you help to determine who you did, when we say this is our recommendation, mm-hmm. We finding leaders, Dave and I, you know, would present to you, these are the folks that we believe are a good fit. You may say, well, why not this person? Why not that person? Or we don't necessarily want you to interview that. We don't want to interview that person. So you'll help select the actual semifinalists.
I would suspect you'll get a large number of applicants here. And we will share each of their profiles with you. And then we, behind closed doors, do the interviewing and try to narrow those 40. Let's say we get 40 applicants down to a manageable number for you to interview. I think one other thing that's important is the initial profile we talk about. I'm not aware of anybody else that spends a good deal of their time developing your profile. We'll conduct a focus group with you, find out exactly what you want. We'll then ask you, who would you like us to meet with? Would you like us to meet with the teaching staff, the classified staff, booster groups, community, the mayor, the council? We have open parent meetings where we do we'll sometimes do 10, 12, 15 different focus groups. And what we'll do then is we'll put together a list of all the characteristics for you And we'll rank them. 23 people or 23 groups said this, or 10 groups said this, so that you can look it over and actually see the, what we call them, the golden threads that are kind of common to all the different groups. Then when we sit down with those final 15 or 20 people, we literally, we're calling people and say, Norton wants this kind of person. Do you know of anybody out in your area that might be interested? Or I've got Dave Kircher who's applied to Norton and this. You know Dave really well. Is he a good fit for the Norton schools? So the engagement piece, the profile piece is huge. We rely on that so much when we're interviewing.
That stakeholders that we'll get to later as well, but the focus groups, and I'm glad Dave mentioned it, is what helps us to really feel like we know this job specifically, because we sat down there and talked to your principals, you know, we talked to your teachers, we talked to the business leaders, whoever that, as Dave said, we've done as few or as many as you believe as a district, and that's work for us to do, and we bring the information back to you, because I think you'll find a lot of that information very interesting and enlightening. Maybe not surprising, but enlightening. And as Dave said, some of the threads that come through or some of the things that you might have already known, but that engagement, that active engagement that we do throughout, including at that process, I think is helpful. And again, that's where we're one step removed from you. We're able to bring it back to you again and share that. So. When we go through the selection phase, we will be maintaining communication with the candidates because they're going to want to know, and again, that's the advantage for having a firm do it, and where am I in the process? What's going on? What's happening? You know, I'm applying. Do I tell my superintendent at this time or my board of education at this time? You know, there's different things that we need to be in communication with them on your behalf to let them know where they possibly are. We will facilitate those interviews. So even setting them up with you, we'll take whatever role you want when you actually interview your semifinal candidates. We can give you the questions, we can give you ideas, or you can do your own. We can be involved or as removed as you'd like. If nothing else, we'll be the one to be able to greet your candidates, bring them into you. Oftentimes, one of our biggest roles is to keep you on schedule and to keep it rolling, maybe be in the heavy to move an interview along when we have to move an interview along. Also help you to facilitate some discussion with all of you from one person, you know, a couple folks that are removed from the situation to facilitate dialogue about each candidate to keep some things going there. That selection then goes to another phase. We're going a little quick here to make sure that we meet your time schedule, but from those six, generally, five, seven, like I said, whatever, generally, us working together with you, you'll generally come down to two candidates. Sometimes it's three, most often it's two. And the reason it's two is because you've got down to a good number, and that interview is going to be very, very different than the interviews you've had before. And what we recommend is what's called a stakeholder interview. I mentioned all the focus groups that Dave alluded to, and I shared more about was that you have representatives from each of those groups as part of the interview. Your role in that interview process is to watch the interaction with the candidates, with the stakeholders. Ultimately, it is your decision. As a Board of Education, you're going to be held responsible for the decision of a superintendent. You want engagement, but you also want to know where your community is at. You want to see how they engage. Again, the stakeholder interview that we would facilitate for you, we'd help move it, is generally you. Does it have to be? No, it doesn't. You could have that final interview together as a Board of Education. And again, we establish a relationship with you. This search should be right for you. We generally recommend it because the more engagement you do with your community throughout, we firmly believe that our candidates that become superintendents become more successful because you've engaged your community throughout. Every one of them has been a part, all those groups have been a part of the entire search process. You didn't just ask their opinion and move them back out again. They've stayed in right down to that final interview and the stakeholder interview process, which we'd share in greater detail if you selected us, I think is powerful. It truly is a powerful process because they also see how tough your decision is. And they see all the, you know, all the situations that go into it. And it really is a good part of the process.
The other piece that comes with the stakeholder part is that ultimately, during all that process, we've stayed in contact. Now you've had two finalists, maybe three. We've stayed in contact with them. We've even gone as far as, with your leadership and guidance to us, to talk about contract, so that we get to the position that when you get to the end of the line, that you know that you've selected your superintendent, that they will accept your contract. And we've done that with you. We've gone over what the contract would look like with ranges and things like that, so that when you get to the end of the line, you want to make sure that the person, if you say we like that person, that they're in a position to say yes. And again, that's up to you if you want us to do that role, but we would do that for you if you would like us to do that. At that point, we'd even work with you on, you know, a process to, you know, bring that person to the community, what that would look like. And then at the very end, we would even kick in a transition year, which we'd say what that transition year would look like. What we know is successful for superintendents to do in their first year. Whether they've been a sitting superintendent or you're bringing someone to the superintendency for the first time, we have a full checklist of a transition year that we would give to that superintendent and to the Board of Education to prepare them and, we believe, to load them for success. One other unique thing is, because of all of this, this sounds like a sales piece, but I think it will tell you where we're at, is we give you a one-year guarantee. If this is not a fit, you find out in the first year. And the reality is, if this is truly not a fit, it doesn't take very long, we would do the search all over again for you. You're probably thinking, we haven't had to do it, okay? It really hasn't had to happen. And I think it's because we do the search in such a way that we've engaged people all the way, that as much as you're able to try to guarantee success or load for success, we've built it in, if you've done our process all the way through, that you've had the community involved. You know, they know what your booster clubs are like. They know what the administrators, the teaching staff, every group in the community, they've met with them. They've had the opportunity to engage with them. And more importantly, those folks know who your new superintendent is, and it's not just meeting them after the Board of Education meeting that they got hired. So we're in a position then to believe that they will indeed be successful. And that's where the relationships come in. We'll stay with them, we'll keep working with them. We've done a lot of talking to give you an opportunity to ask questions.
Yeah, I want to make sure all the board members have an opportunity to ask questions. I was checking off or looking at your checklist.
Yes.
One of the questions I have that's on here, if we have an internal candidate, that's in consideration for them to
absolutely
to have a working period.
Yes. Yeah, we will share with you our recommendations on how to handle that, you know, with the internal candidates, you know, as far as the process. Everyone does it a little bit differently, you know, but yes, we will talk with you early on to say, how do you want us to handle internal candidates?
Okay. I was just trying to go off of your checklist here. I'm sorry, does the board members have questions?
What is your philosophy with having a psychological assessment before the final candidate is selected?
That's one of the options that we have in there that you can.
It is in
your files. You'll see.
Okay.
And I want to believe the name is in there. It's one of the options. So, yes, a lot of folks don't take us up on it, but we always offer it.
I use it a lot, and it's never come back wrong. I mean, it's amazing how it can pinpoint individuals' personalities to a T and give you additional information that you don't get in, you know, a number of visits or talking to somebody for, you know, 15, 30 minutes to an hour, whatever it is.
I'm a former counselor, so I'm right with
you. Okay. All right. Good to know.
Actually, it's when we go through this piece and we ask you all those questions, one of the things we will ask you is if you want to do that. And if it's not in here, I know that we always, I'm sure it's probably in there.
What side of the folder is that on?
It's on the left side of the folder.
Okay.
And it goes to the administrative search. It's called, the one that we've used is a Harrison Assessment Preview.
Okay.
That's the one we've used, but we'd be open to, and that's something that we could initiate on your behalf with that.
Okay.
The Harrison's one that we've No, we've offered, but focus.
Yeah, there it is. Second page.
Okay.
This will go, basically, when you see this on both sides, tells you a little bit more about the company.
I'm sorry.
This is partially what would make up what we're talking about, characteristics and developing a profile.
Thanks, Jake.
It's really, this is that document.
Okay. And then you mentioned that you would stay in contact after the search is over and the superintendent has been selected. And you talked about your one-year guarantee, but what exactly do you do during that period?
That's a good question. We will give you the transition process, okay? And I'm telling you all the things that the superintendent should be doing together with you. But it's as much or as little as they want. Sometimes the board has kept us engaged on a more professional manner. But even if you choose not to do that, you can guess or bet that we will be on a regular basis talking to the superintendent, how are things going, talking to the board president. So that can steer any different direction depending upon what we're hearing. Things are going well. I mean, I'll give you an example. A lot of the searches that we did last year at OSBA is at the OSBA conference. It's very common that they'll come up, we'll find out. That's the very informal, how are things going, what's happening. But it could be as formal as getting together and spending a couple hours with the superintendent. At that point, we feel like we know your district, and we also know all of you. So that's helpful for the superintendent to be able to say, I'm having difficulties here, or things are going really well. And we can do that. Same way with you, to be able to tell us something that would help, maybe that we could give a little more guidance to the superintendent if that happens. If nothing else, it's going to be a relationship. That's a big key. I'll share the final thing with you is the diagram that talks about our whole scope and sequence on one page. In the center is relationships. Our relationship with you, your relationship with us, our relationship with the superintendent, and also with your community, and your relationship with the community, which we believe if you use our process, in the end, as good as your relationship is with the community, we think it'll even be stronger because you involve them and you have them be a part of this process.
And then is your success rate measured on that one-year guarantee?
Oh, no. I wouldn't say that because I think the success rate is you can look at all the districts that have used us, and I encourage you to pick up the phone and call them and ask them that they're doing.
Okay.
I think the success is based on your satisfaction and your community satisfaction and the fact that we don't have to come back. I'm not aware of too many cases where we've had to come back even in a couple of years that it was a fit. Now, occasionally superintendents will be there for a period of time and then they move on to the next district. But more often than not, and I'm trying to remember situations that weren't, they were successful in that situation. And because they were successful, maybe another opportunity.
If we follow up and the superintendent's been here 2 or 3 years and then moved on, we follow up on that. It's generally for personal reason, a professional growth, wanted to go to a bigger district, an urban district, or, you know, there's some piece to that's involved.
We hope we flush that out as best we can. Can we guarantee that wouldn't happen? No, but we hope to minimize those possibilities by making sure that it's such a good fit, that this is a person that wants to be in town. Sometimes people go through the process and things change, as Dave said, or maybe they wanted to go back home and they moved up, they moved out of the area and now they get back and it didn't work as much being in that area. They loved the job, they loved the board, but they missed home, wherever home was.
Thank you. Right.
Anybody else? We have about 2 minutes.
I don't think they can answer my question in 2 minutes. So.
Give it a shot.
The question I had is just as you guys, you said I think you did 6 or 7 last year. My question.
Me myself, the firm did more.
Okay, but what are some of the challenges in a superintendent search today, in today's environment, and if there are, how do you guys overcome those?
I'd say the biggest thing now is because of the lifespan of being such a short period, trying to find the right candidate that's willing to make the leap. And that's why I think we're a good firm, that we've engaged them so that we have to go out to talk to them, to tell them that we feel confident that this is a good fit and this is a good Board of Education to work with. So I think people are more leery than ever to want to make that step or to move from a present superintendency. So if you said to us, one of the things you're looking for is someone that's been a superintendent, for someone to leave a sitting superintendency, it's probably more of a gamble now than it was before. That doesn't mean that they don't do it. They do it all the time. But that relationship is tough. The fact that they're aware that they may be aware that they were interested in Norton and it could affect their present position. So that's where it helps us, because we're able to work with them, and there's lots of options that we can give you about how we can do that and still get a good candidate. But they're nervous about, you know, sticking their, you know, sticking their nose out to try to get another position. That's why I think a firm is helpful. If all they have to do is just, I'm in or I'm out, I got to put an application in, they get rather nervous, and we can help them through that process.
I think also, as I look back 15 years ago, and I know I'm thinking one district, and 15 years ago they hired a new superintendent that had 44 good applicants apply. Then that superintendent retired, they went out to look for another one just a few years ago, they had 10. I think over the past 15 to 20 years, the market itself has just shrunk down in terms of good candidates and those willing to move and change positions.
Even more so for
treasurer,
right?
Mm-hmm. You said we have a good pool. Is that because of our location, district, new building? What do you think?
I think that makes it a very attractive position. I think, let's be honest, you know, do a search and put your school district in a search, and you're not finding news articles of things that are concerned, or that it's, you know, political pieces going on, or it certainly isn't that kind of position where people are a little bit leery of going into. Together with facilities are a big thing,
beautiful,
you know, financially, and pulled all of that as far as your cup or that, but you know, every district at some point. But the facilities are a big draw because that's one less thing to worry about.
I see 3 or 4 years ago, if you were looking for superintendent, you would need someone with perhaps some building experience, somebody who'd been involved with that process, because that's where you were back then. Now your facilities, we're just talking, you'd be moved into in the next couple of weeks and all that. So that probably isn't going to be a piece that's that important in the new person coming in.
Location's helpful mm-hmm. too. I think your draw of where you are.
So kind of central.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you.
Is your fee schedule in here somewhere?
It's in the last.
Last.
That is if you do the entire process.
Okay.
Which we recommend, but by all means, you're willing to, you know, if there's something less to that. This really does a good job of, probably could have saved you a half hour, right? As I went right around. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have
you right on schedule.
Yep. So we probably had a 15-minute buffer.
There are a number of
didn't think about the startup.
Ones I did last year, Gahanna and Columbus, Revere's nearby,
Thank you. Did Jake go get her?
Is that superintendent or assistant?
Superintendent. This is the second year of so they did a great job. We could have asked for a better team today.
Is that Matt?
He's active.
Matt?
Montgomery.
Thank you.
That's okay. Better. Ready?
Thank you for coming.
Sure. Thank you for having me. My name is Cheryl Wright, and I'm the Director of Board Services for the Ohio School Boards Association. It's great to see a lot of you again. I've met and spoken with several of you many times in the past. For those of you that don't know me, I've been at OSBA about 10 years. I'm a board member myself, and it's my pleasure to be here with you this evening. For the board, the copy of the presentation you have in front of you is the one that you see on the screen. I do like projecting it as it gives community and stakeholders who are here or not an opportunity to follow along. The plastic cover has a lot more material in there, a full proposal, and a couple items that we'll talk about. And you can feel free to peruse that in your free time or take notes on the presentation if you're already done. I'm also happy to answer your questions as we move through, so if you have something you'd like to talk to me about, please make sure that I don't jump past before all your questions are answered. So one of the things that I really want to share with you that makes us a little bit different from other facilitators is that we are the Boards Association. We've been around for 62 years. Norton has been with us for 56 of those 62 years, did a little bit of digging. And we valued your partnership and your membership and all of that for more than five decades now. So we really appreciate our Northeastern stronghold here in Ohio. Our Northeastern members are some of OSBA's strongest members. For those of you that don't know OSBA, we are a private association. And we are made up of the state's public school districts, 714 public school districts. 712 of them are our members. The board does make a decision every January to join OSBA. But we are the Boards Association. We work on behalf of the board, particularly during a search. There are three search consultants at OSBA who do searches full-time, professionally, and all three of us have been board members. So that's different. A lot of search organizations, former superintendents, sometimes former treasurers are involved, but at OSBA, the three of us are former board members, so we like to think that we share your perspective. We do believe very strongly in developing a leadership fit profile. I feel very proud of the fact that we don't search for any superintendent that meets the qualifications for Norton or any other district. We really try and work with the board to find out what Norton's current issues are, things on the horizon, like your building project, for example, places where you've been, places where you're going, what the board sees as most important for the new superintendent. And we get to work recruiting people that fit that profile. A superintendent's license is just, you know, as you would all know, the very beginning of that. We understand that you need to have a flexible and customized process. So our search does follow a model. Certainly, we've done more than 1,000 searches over the year, and it follows a model. But every time I've done a search over the past 10 years that I've been with OSBA, that search varies a little bit. It varies in its timeline, or it varies in its emphasis, or it varies in its scope. So they're all a little bit different, and we'll make all those decisions together. The board will make those decisions and share those with me, and we will try and carry out your decisions. But I've included a timeline in your proposal. It's in that main proposal piece, sketched out some dates. But it basically is very, very customizable. So if you say, Cheryl, we don't want a six-week posting period, we want it to happen faster or slower, or we've got a board member who's going to be on a business trip for 2 weeks, we can't have anything happening that requires the board's activity during these 2 weeks, those kinds of things will work together. We do support and guide you all the way. We help you create interviews. We help you hold the interviews. We talk to the candidates for you. We talk to members of the media for you. We will talk to other recruiters who represent possibly candidates for you. But you will make all the decisions. We don't make decisions for the board about who you should interview, who you should hire, or the way the search should go. We do want to give you the benefit of our experience and our expertise, but it's your search. The process is pretty simple. I mentioned the leadership profile development piece. That's also the time that we're writing a brochure, that we're developing marketing materials, that we do a lot of tweeting or Facebooking on behalf of Norton for your superintendent search. We are able to do an aggressive nationwide recruitment, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. Some boards really want that. Some boards don't care so much about that. Oftentimes, a board will meet with me and say, Cheryl, we'd really like to know that our district is attractive to candidates from outside of Ohio. And I can tell you, you probably will have a candidate or two from outside Ohio, unless we really try. If we really try, you may have a few more than that. But in my experience, what I also find is that once those candidates come in, a board will often then say to me, I really like Cheryl's background, and I like the fact that she's had some interesting experience in Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm really concerned about the legislative landscape here in Ohio. I'm concerned about what's going on with high school graduation legislation. I'm concerned about what's going on with testing. And will Cheryl understand what she's up against here in Ohio? And many times then, boards really do want the Ohio experience, but we'll talk about that. Active and ongoing marketing. We do recruiting. We're not a traditional recruiter. We're a membership association. But as your membership association, we know every public school district in Ohio, and we know almost 100% superintendents, assistant superintendents, curriculum directors, really talented high school principals, etc. We do recruiting for you. And we use our members to help us to define who might be ready to be a superintendent, who might already be a superintendent, who's ready for the next challenge, etc. We do an objective screening. What that means is when your position closes and it's time for us to forward materials to you from each of your candidates, we do that. Our systems are 100% online. Everything is done through a cloud portal that we will provide to you, and all of your candidates apply fully online. There's no paper anymore. So you'll get those screening materials when the deadline passes. At the same time, we will invite to the office or invite to that portal two or three other superintendents who have experience in a district that might be similar to Norton in some ways, either demographically, by size, maybe they've done some construction projects and they understand what goes into that. Maybe they've been active in terms of bond or levy campaigns, and that's a concern of this board or an interest in terms of experience for this board. And they will come to the office and they will look at all those candidate materials just as I and my two search colleagues have. And we will weigh all of those candidates up against the profile that you, the board, have developed, and that's also been developed with help from your school community and stakeholder groups. And they will say, we will come back to you and we will say, the objective screening committee believes that these eight people out of the 24 or 26 who've applied, these eight people probably should get a really strong look from the board. You, the board, are under no obligation to accept or decline any of those candidates, and you will see the application materials from every candidate. Then I will go through a screening meeting with you as you determine who you'd like to talk to. Candidate evaluation is also board-centered. We develop those questions, again, from a board's perspective. You have two employees in your district, superintendent and treasurer, and we definitely want to make sure that we do everything through the development of the interviews, through the hiring process, to ensure that a new superintendent comes here that can work very well with his five bosses, his or her. The last step, appointment, and we can provide you research and data to help make that process easier. Certainly you'll be working with your board attorney at that phase of the process, but we can also be a friend for you there. Statewide and national connectivity. We are part of the National School Boards Association. We are in an association called NAS with 35 other states who also do searches. That allows us to do free marketing, low cost, inexpensive, totally free marketing with 35 other state associations who have NAS members and with NSBA. We can also talk, again, if you want that aggressive nationwide search, about other opportunities to market your job outside of Ohio's borders. Board-centered approach, I've talked about that. The fact that our professional team are all three former board members, our two administrative staff in our office are also full-time. One of them has worked at OSBA in search for almost 20 years as an administrative assistant. So we have a very capable team and we're there all the time. When you call, the phone gets answered. We don't contract our searches, and it's a very important piece of our work. I mentioned our virtual online application and screening system was developed by OSBA and used only by us. Customized attention. Because there are three of us doing searches, everybody that works with me as a facilitator, one of our other search consultants as a facilitator, gets customized attention. That being said, if I'm unavailable one day and Jennifer, you call and you want to know the status of your search, anybody in my office would be able to share that with you because we talk every morning about what's going on in search. Interview and evaluation support. We write those interviews for you. We talk to you about the questions that you want to ask. We develop the interview tools. We understand that most board members are not human resource professionals. Many of them aren't educators. And we try and help you make sure that you feel very confident and very, very prepared as you move into the interview process. We use the Achiever. The Achiever is an online personality and leadership profile assessment, which we ask all finalists to take. OSBA is proprietary ownership of the Achiever in the public education arena in Ohio. It's used by industries like Worthington Industry, Nabisco. Some of those big corporations use the Achiever, but several years ago, we met with the people that own that instrument and adapted it for superintendents and treasurers, and we do ask each of your finalists to take the Achiever. What we found is that boards that have the Achiever information on their finalists feel like they really understand who these people are, what makes them tick, how they prioritize things, how they work with staff, and I can give you a couple examples of that. We offer a leadership development training seminar free with every search, or I guess I'd rather say it's included with every search. Sometime within the first 6 months of your new superintendent's hiring, you can call and say she's gotten her feet wet, and we'd now like to have a leadership development seminar, and I'll come up here and work with the seven of you, the board, the superintendent, the treasurer, sometimes other central office administrators, and we do some communications training together. Guaranteed satisfaction. We want you to be happy. As I said, Norton's been a member of OSBA for 56 years, and it would not behoove us to do a poor job of your search. You are active with OSBA in different areas, and we want that partnership to continue. And we offer a money back, a guarantee on that, meaning if we come to the end of a search and you're not happy with your candidates, or maybe you're happy with a candidate and you can't come to contract agreement, I've seen that happen incredibly rarely, maybe twice in 10 years, we'll do the search again. It doesn't cost you anything. I mentioned the National Affiliation of Superintendent Searchers. It really allows us to do nationwide marketing for almost no money, and we really appreciate that. And it does provide immediate feedback. I can tell you that in the last year, one of our districts here in Ohio was very serious about a candidate from Chicago, Illinois. In fact, they offered her the job. And I was able to call our Illinois School Board Association colleagues and get lots of great information about her that I would not have had otherwise, that I was able to share with the board. So that's a really valuable network. I mentioned the Achiever to you. These benchmarks are created specifically for superintendents. At the end of the assessment, it does provide boards some great interview questions. So your finalists will be taking the Achiever between the first and the second interview. So once you've narrowed your group to two or sometimes three, rarely four candidates, they would take the Achiever, and it provides about a 45-page report for you to use for potential professional development, to use for interview questions, and to really understand thoroughly who your candidates are. I have provided some OSBA references for you, some current ones. If the ones that you want aren't there, I'm happy to provide more. We do searches with suburban, rural, urban districts of all sizes, and I'd certainly want to provide you a contact if you would like to speak to a board member or maybe a former board member, depending on how long the search was conducted, that you would feel, find some confidence in something that they had to say. I did mention the timeline for you, and this timeline I've sketched would have you appointing that person at a public meeting in April. Again, we can condense, we can grow. but that's just kind of, I guess I gave you what I consider to be a somewhat standard timeline for the space between things. This is a really important part of our search. It's been a long time since we did a search that the board did not want to have some community and staff involved in the search. During the posting period, hopefully fairly early on in the posting period for the search, I would want to take your direction as a board about who the stakeholder groups are in your district that I should be meeting with. The search includes a full day of focus groups with your stakeholder groups. So I would come up here and meet with, for example, a group of principals or a group of community leaders or a group of teacher leaders. And we would have a conversation much like I would have with you during the planning meeting about their aspirations for a superintendent, what they look for, what they really appreciated about the current superintendent, or the gaps they would like to see filled, and maybe what they see about the trends. The important thing for the board in those community conversations is a couple of things. One, I think it helps all of you to understand how close to the same page you are on with your stakeholder groups, or how different. Oftentimes I find that the more homogenous the groups, the more interesting the information. And it's interesting to find out that what teachers, for example, will hope for in a new boss or in a new leader is going to be quite different oftentimes than what the board looks for. And it's a way for me to share with you that your principals very much hope this superintendent is able to blah, 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 develop staff or whatever it might be that their concerns are. Helps you to understand where the focus is outside of your own. I can also provide models for community members to meet finalists. I would say when I started doing this, it was rare for a board, once we got down to finalists, to involve communities. Generally, once they got down to 2, 3, 4 people, they were very sure that the 5 of us are gonna sit down, we're gonna meet with these people another time, and we're gonna make a decision. That still happens quite often, but almost as often now when we get to the finalists, the board wants us to help arrange some facilitated get-together for the finalists with the members of the public. Sometimes it's coffee and punch, sometimes it's a question and answer session, and sometimes it's actually some round-robin interviews with finalists. So whatever your board feels comfortable in doing, we can certainly do that. Also, I mentioned the leadership development. Oftentimes that will lead to some sort of a goal setting with key staff and key leaders in the district, and we're happy to do that as well. So here's just some philosophies that make OSBA slightly different that I want you to keep focusing on. One is that all key decisions belong to you. We don't bring to you a list of 5 candidates and say, we know you better than you know yourselves, this is who you should talk to. Or we believe that this is the timeline you should go by, it's easiest for us at OSBA if you just work with this timeline. All of the decisions do belong to you. Again, community input is vital. All information about all candidates should be shared. So it is quite possible, in fact, I would say likely, that somebody will apply for your superintendent position who has some kind of baggage. I hope it's light baggage. It could be heavy baggage. Sometimes baggage is heavy for a reason. There are great superintendents that have a difficult time in the board. I know a lot of superintendents who have failed in one district and then succeeded in another, or vice versa. But if I have information about a candidate, I'm going to share it with you. The last thing we want is for you to begin doing what I would call serious due diligence on a candidate and find out something, or eliminate 2 or 3 other candidates and then find out that the 1 or 2 that you've got left in your pool aren't going to cut the mustard here in Norman. So I definitely feel we should share information as we have it. That being said, the process needs to be fair, transparent, and ethical. Sunshine Law is a bear in Ohio. It really is when it comes to search. I work with other state associations in Texas, for example. The first time you have to say anything about your search is when you announce who you're hiring. I've often told the search consultants in Texas that that's not fair. It really isn't fair. But that's not our situation in Ohio. To the extent possible, we try and have a search that candidates feel protected and safe and comfortable with. I will do everything I can to work with the board and with members of your media so that they will be as interested in a polished and professional search as you are. That being said, we definitely pay attention to laws and ethics when we do a search.
Sure, we have about 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm almost done. A couple comments here. Successful search, I want this to be a partnership, and hopefully that results in a partnership with you. Mentioned the includes the customized leadership development workshop and the fact that we want you to be an invested partner in OSBA for the long term. And I think that's it. I mentioned the guarantee you. And that's it. Any questions? No questions.
Candidates, one of the thing about internal candidates.
Yes.
Do you look at those first, or how do you pull those from
that
external?
That would be part of what we would have a conversation with you about. One of the basic questions is, do you believe you'll have internal candidates? And if so, how do you want to handle it? Some boards do want to vet them first, and they want to make sure that the internal candidates that they've got are or are not their people, and we'll do that. By far and away, most boards want internal candidates to apply with the rest of the external group and, you know, succeed or fail on their own merits. But that would certainly be a conversation I would want to have with you on how you see that unfolding.
And how do you feel about our candidate pool? Do you think that we're going to have a lot of candidates because of our location? Or
I think you have some things going for you. A building project, either in the offing or in the current, is attractive to superintendent candidates. I don't know why, having been through that as a board, but it is. The fact that you're in the Northeast is also very attractive. One thing that might affect that would be a conversation we would have on whether or not you want a resident superintendent. Obviously, Norton is commutable from lots of places, but if you want a superintendent who lives in your district, that would certainly could affect your pool. I think that this year, 2016 was a relatively slow year for superintendent search. There was relatively little turnover. And it looks to me like 2017 might be a more active year for candidates looking to either move up into a superintendency or to change districts. I think there will be a healthy pool, and we always have the largest pools in Northeastern and Southwestern Ohio.
Sure, when you talked about baggage, give us an example of a little baggage and an example of a lot of baggage.
Okay, I'll give you an example. So, a superintendent has a 5-member board and everything is going along swimmingly well. And in May, that superintendent gets a great evaluation and pats on the back and everything is happy and he's done great work. And then in November, there's a board election. And 2 people or 3 people come on the board that have very different philosophies than the past 5. And all of a sudden, you know, it's just not working. So by the next May or June, the writing's on the wall, and he's either asked to resign or he's not renewed. And that baggage will follow. It requires some explanation. Why were you not renewed? What happened in your district? I can think of another thing that happened in Ohio. A superintendent who was a principal, while he was a principal, was asked to alter some attendance data. And when he refused to do it, he was put on administrative leave by the superintendent. So that was in his personnel file, that he was put on administrative leave when he was a principal. He ended up leaving that district, consequently sued the old district. A lot of boards don't like hiring people that have sued their districts. And so there's a case where somebody was ethically correct and probably cut out to be a fine superintendent, but had a couple of bumps along the road. Does that answer your question?
Well, there was a little baggage, or is that the lot?
Well, depending on your perspective, could be the little or the lot. Sometimes it's just, I would say the little baggage is when there's just a personal difference. Or the way I work on a daily basis is not a fit with my board. I would say that's more little.
Anybody else? Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. you. Thank you for having me. Happy holidays.
Good to see you again.
Let me know. Can you tell me when you might be making a decision?
We have one more interview next Monday.
Okay.
And then we're slated to actually consider that, hopefully.
Great. We'll look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Seven.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.